Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska's very first Tesla supercharger was shown off and presented to the public in a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Whistle Hill on Saturday. Tesla vehicle owners from all across the state were commissioned to traverse to Soldotna for this momentous occasion. Dr. Henry Kroll led the groundbreaking project in conjunction with Tesla and Homer Electric Association. Dr. Kroll tells KSRM,
I think this is instrumental in showing what is happening with electric vehicles in Alaska. You know, Alaska's built on oil and gas, and this is a little bit of a departure from what built Alaska to what it is today.
He explains the difference between these new Tesla superchargers versus the other chargers he has on site.
So the other chargers are slower chargers, and they charge at a rate of about 30 miles per hour of charging. The superchargers charge at a rate of about 250 miles per hour of charging. So a huge difference in the speed. And really the idea is to make electric vehicles more user-friendly.
Dr. Kroll speaks on how to pay to charge up your electric vehicle and how it compares to gasoline prices.
It depends on a lot of factors, and it's hard to make an apples-to-apples comparison with gas and electric. But just to give you an example, I talked to a Tesla owner from Anchorage that drove down, and they basically started off with a full charge, and then they came here and plugged in, and it cost them $15 to get back to a full charge. So generally, it's about half of what you pay at the pump. So for the Teslas, it's a simply matter of plugging in, and the plug communicates with your car and communicates with Tesla. So it all happens, you just plug in and go about your business and unplug and don't worry about it till you get the monthly bill.
Dr. Kroll hopes that by offering this new technology, he can help in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and encourage the use of more electric vehicles. The ribbon-cutting ceremony also was a dedication to Derek Lechleiter of Legacy Electric, who passed away in November 2021, who had a passion for electric vehicles. A plaque was dedicated in his honor. Last Monday, the Alaska Senate unanimously passed House Bill 209, an act relating to emergency firefighters, which amends current state statute and will allow the Department of Natural Resources to use general fund appropriations dedicated to fuels reduction to pay emergency firefighting personnel to perform non-emergency hazardous fuels reduction work. The House of Representatives unanimously passed House Bill 209 earlier this year in March. Senator Clint Bishop on the Senate floor.
HB 209 will allow DNR to use general fund appropriations dedicated to fuels reduction to pay emergency firefighting personnel to perform non-emergency hazardous fuels reductions, ultimately saving money by developing an Alaskan-trained workforce rather than importing crews from the lower 48. And we all know with the climate change and the fires in the lower 48, the cavalry's not coming anymore, because they're busy out there doing their own fires.
Senator Bishop says Alaska needs to get back to training their own.
Alaskan crews are less expensive than imported crews. They're right here, on time, on demand, in a moment's notice.
Response times would be greatly reduced to aggressively attack and address dangerous wildfires when developing trained Alaskan forces rather than importing crews from the lower 48. Fire suppression costs also are reduced by having local response teams. The passage of this legislation aims to help rebuild the mostly rural-based firefighting crews, strengthen local economies, and provide enhanced public safety to Alaskan communities. House Bill 209 now heads to the Office of the Governor for approval. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.